And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, do we have a great show for you today. Pete Gray is still out on that great Let's Talk Hookup 12-day long-range trip aboard the Royal Star, and we'll look forward to hearing from him today later in the show. But, man, do we have a great one for you. It's the man, Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher, is going to be joining us all morning long. We're going to be talking about all kinds of great fishing, great catching, and talking a whole lot about The Searcher. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
Information is the key to success, and inside information is even better. When it comes to fishing, inside information is critical, and that's what FishDope.com delivers. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and save fuel. FishDope.com is the only SST service with a satellite oceanographic PhD on board, the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com boasts the largest code group anywhere, covering sport boats, commercial boats, and private boaters. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. What I'm telling you is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, good luck. Membership costs less than 40 gallons of gas for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, stay tuned for the special code to save $20 on a FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The new Shimano Torium HG is here, and you'll be able to experience this fantastic reel now at your local Shimano dealer. The new Torium is up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and is tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The new Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HG is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealers.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Like we said, great fishing going on right now, and what a great day to talk about it, because doesn't exactly look like it's the nicest day on the water. So pretty much a perfect day to stay on the beach today and hang out and talk some fishing. And pretty stoked to get to do it with the guy sitting right next to me. And that's Captain Art Taylor. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. Certainly excited to have you in here. And I know you are a very busy guy. The Searcher uniquely does not, you guys don't stop. That boat's not tied up very often. And not a kind of a rare treat for us to get you in here to talk some fishing with us for a couple hours.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Well, we're certainly stoked about it. Now, I know this is kind of the very start of one of the transition times for the Searcher. Boat's back in at Fisherman's Landing right now?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep. And we got all the natural history gear off, and we're getting ready for do a little cosmetic maintenance and a few things that need to be addressed, as always.
Sure.
And we're getting ready for fish.
Awesome. Well, we're excited. How did the natural history season wrap up for you guys?
Wow, it was very successful.
Cool.
Very successful. They had great weather, and there's certainly plenty of life out there. Lots and lots of whales, lots and lots of red crab all up and down the coast from, you know, from here to all the way to Potato Bank. You know,
no kidding.
There's red crabs. We had one trip where we watched a whale shark mow on red crabs.
Cool.
On the surface, right on top of the Potato Bank, which is, you know, just 100 miles north of Cabo San Lucas. So there's a food source around, and that's always a good thing.
That's a great sign. Now, do you guys do, I'm sure a lot of the fleet is kind of always anxious because you guys are traveling up and down the coast quite a bit in a time of year when maybe not necessarily a lot of other boats are. And with this abnormally warm water season, I'm sure everybody's curious to, you know, it's not like you guys don't just turn the fishing part of your brain off when you're driving up and down there. I'm sure always looking for fish sign and things.
Absolutely,
like that.
Absolutely, yeah. And, there's some great conditions from here to San Benitos and Cedrus is, you know, good clean water.
That's exciting.
And, there's been yellowtail on the coast that's been off the charts now all year already, and we see signs of yellows around San Benitos and southwest of Cedrus Island because we cover that area in the daytime, and we always got the meter running at night whenever we're traveling, and there's plenty of bait around and signs of fish, and so we're looking forward to it.
What is it that gets you and your colleagues excited about, you know, prospects of an upcoming season? I think us as fishermen, so much like the big thing is water temperature. Everybody's so excited. Oh, the water's warm. It means it's going to be good fishing. But what are the conditions that are the best that you see? Or is it just a multitude of everything? I mean, what seems to be the most important? Is it the water color? Is it the presence of bait? Is it the temperature? Like, what are the
all of the above. But, if there's clean blue water around, then that's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there's plenty of bait around, plenty of food source around. So that's the second thing. You know, you got to have the fish to move in and hopefully settle in on the food source that's around. So that's exciting. There's plenty of it around, and there's lots and lots of blue water. So, we're looking forward to getting started.
Awesome. Well, we're certainly doing the same. And you know, one just can't help but think that with as good as the fishing season was, phenomenal. Searcher had an unbelievable year last year, and, I mean, just set so perfect with the fish being slightly to the closer side, and you guys, I would say, and correct me if I'm wrong, kind of have that niche of a trip of the really specializing in that 3 to 5 day type trip.
Absolutely,
that'd be
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And just what a perfect setup for that last year.
Yeah, it was. Wow. That if we have fishing half as good as
right?
what we had last year, then I'll be happy, and I'm sure all of our customers will be happy. That was pretty good fishing, and so we're very grateful for fish being close and biting and good weather. And last year was one of the all-time, you know, got to be in the top 10 for
yeah.
sure.
You know, you're right. We get so jaded on how good the fishing was. Forgot there was it was just about no times when it was not very comfortable. It was calm all the time.
Yeah.
There was very little wind, and the fish were close, and they were very willing. And variety of things to go do, you know, that big bluefin that was up, you know, towards San Clemente, and that great yellowfin fishing down below, and everything in between.
Yeah, absolutely. And, what about the Dorado fishing?
Right.
Oh, my gosh, that was some incredible, you know, sometimes, you know, you probably would think that Dorado fishing like that you would have in the fall on a 10-day.
Sure.
Or a 7 or 8, you know, 7 to 10-day trips. Is, that's something that you would hope for.
500 miles from home.
Yeah, that's something that you would hope for, you know. And you know, that's something in the fall that you look for, is something floating that's got Dorado and Wahoo on it. And it was within 200 miles of San Diego, you know, right outside of Punta Baja and Geronimo. There was just, well, it was off the charts Dorado fishing, where you get what you need and you move on. And the quality, the size of the fish was incredible. So,
like I said,
if it's half as good, we'll be very, very happy.
That's what was so crazy, is it wasn't just the quantity, but I mean, it was like you say, it was Cabo-sized. I mean, there were just, every one was in the teens and the 20s, and the reward was something even bigger. And how crazy is it that literally in the fall, if you were going on a day-and-a-half trip on the Searcher or any great boat out there, that it was a legitimate thought that having a marauder with a piece of wire on it while you're trolling on your day-and-a-half trip was a thing to have.
Yeah, yeah. You better have it wired up, otherwise you're going to lose a $30 jig.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
Obviously, no. You know, we will see what the ocean provides for us, but the setup sure doesn't look bad going into this next one.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, who could predict, you know, 75 to 77-degree water 30 miles west of here and yellowfin tuna at San Clemente Island. I doubt that that's going to happen again. You know, I mean, that was, you know, that was something that we haven't seen in our careers and probably won't see again. I mean, that was
pretty
tremendous.
But it's sure looking good for the start of this one, and we're certainly excited for it to get here. And already the prospect's good, you know, with obviously we were talking about a little bit in the show, there's not a lot of catches being made, obviously, because of the bluefin thing going on in Mexico, but obviously that fish sign is around and rumors already around, and that fish, you know, already having some of it be caught up in U.S. waters this year. Do you think that that's a product of just the leftover good conditions from last year, or a sign of a very healthy fish stock coming our way, or...
I think that it's lingering conditions from last year, warmer water. Of course, you know, bluefin traditionally is a cooler water fish. So, you know, when it's, you know, typically early season, June, July, when the water's cooler, and then it migrates out of here when the water gets warm. And I think that my personal opinion is that is a resident stock of fish. I think that it's, you know, it moves up and down the coast and is in various locations from here, or from, you could say, from the Channel Islands, you know, down like outside the ridge, you know, it moves moves around. I don't think it's makes a huge migration.
And we just had conditions that, one, allowed us to fish for it because it was a very mild, very calm winter, and conditions that made it happen to have it closer to home rather than farther away.
Right. Okay. And, you know, it's all about food source, in my opinion. It's all about food source. And so all that fish that was around Cortez Bank, I'm sure you've been there plenty of times, but there's always a bunch of mackerel around that place. There's always some sort of fin fish that's a good food source for those things, so it's a natural.
I always like that saying that people have said, you know, many times before, that the fish don't have a calendar. They don't know what the month of, you know, July is versus the month of March, but they know water condition and food, and if those two things are right, there's no reason to not be there.
Yeah, they burn so much energy just cruising around that they got to eat.
That's for sure. So tell us about the Searcher. I mean, I know that it's a favorite boat of mine, and so many of our listeners have been on it, and we touched a little bit about the type of trips that you do, but maybe for those that are new to our type of fishing or haven't had a chance to ride on the Searcher, tell us a little bit about the operation and the beautiful boat that you and Celia have.
Well, 95 feet, air-conditioned cabins, and, you know, we got a great crew. Aaron Remy has been with us now for 15 years, and he runs the boat when I'm not there, and is, you know, he's an accomplished angler himself, and then Kenny Merrill, who has been there off and on, and Kenny and I go back to junior high together.
Wow.
You know, we've been
cool.
We've been in the sport fishing industry since the early 70s, so he's around. He's, the guy that, takes care of things,
yeah.
He watches things for us. And so Kenny's there, and we have a new crew member, Ryan Stahl, that is a licensed captain and is new to our type of fishing. He's from the Bay Area, but he's enthusiastic, young, and
awesome.
and is excited to be on the searcher. And so, we got a great core group of crew members that, when you're coming on the boat, it's nice to put your tackle on board and see a familiar face. So,
always.
We're fortunate that way. We got a great crew, and
the boat's so comfortable.
Yeah,
excellent riding, very comfortable, feels like home operation that you guys provide.
Yeah, that's what we try to provide. And, we got RSW system. Last year we put all brand new refrigeration in the boat, and that system just works like a dream. You just turn it on, you don't even have to worry about it. So we got state-of-the-art refrigeration, and we added satellite TV. We kind of bent to the pressure, drank the Kool-Aid, it's something that the clients wanted. So
don't even pretend like you're not going to be stoked to be able to watch a hockey game when you're offshore.
I'm kind of busy, but the one thing about it, there's a DVR, so we can record it
there
and watch
go.
It later. So.
Perfect.
Anyway. And then this past winter, we revamped four of the staterooms.
Oh, cool.
In the stern. What we did was we couldn't make the bunks longer, but we made them wider. And so you add 6 inches bunk,
sure.
And make it wider. It's amazing what that dimension by making the bunks wider did with new bunk pads and new sinks and cabinets, and just redid those staterooms. Basically, we gutted them and started over, and it made a huge difference to those cabins.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that, like you say, and you guys don't just sit and let things happen. And it sounds like this maintenance period is kind of going the same way. When I talked to you before the show started, you're like, we're in for maintenance. Like, what do you have to do? It's like, well, we don't have to do anything, but we're going to do this and this and this. And that's how
the
ride's so nice on the searcher.
We try and take a portion of, a compartment of the boat and address the needs that compartment or area needs, and it's an ongoing thing. And, the boat was built in 1970, so it's got some years on it. It's got some miles on it. It's got plenty of, fish that have hit the deck on that thing historically.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, it's something that we take a lot of pride in what the boat looks like, and we take a lot of pride in how it operates, and we want to make sure that things that we can control are taken care of. We can't make the fish bite, and we can't do anything about the weather, but we can make sure that you're comfortable and safe, and so we make sure that those items are taken care of.
Well, it surely shows, that's for sure. And, well, as you can hear, we've just got an awesome show today. So excited to have Captain Arden here, and so much to talk about with the season that's coming and the season pass and all the great times aboard the Searcher. And if you would like to join us this morning, we would love to hear from you. There's two ways that you can reach us on Let's Talk Hookup, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. It's actually the only line that's open right now, so if you want to get through, there's just one single phone line available, 858-457-1090. Now, we also have a toll-free number. It happens to be full right now, but that's going to be a shot as soon as somebody drops off for you. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only is Captain Art going to be in here answering questions and talking fishing with us this morning, we have also got an awesome prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Surf Rider frame with the black and blue frame color with the brand new neutral Maui gray lens. It's just an awesome pair of sunglasses from Maui Jim, and we can't thank them enough. Again, a brand new pair of Maui Jim Surf Riders, an awesome prize thanks to Maui Jim. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. Again, 858-457-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
ultimate one-stop shop for everything you need for a great day on the water is Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Dana Landing has the best in six-pack fishing, featuring several boats, including the new Double Down, perfect for 2 to 4 anglers, and the Impulse that will carry up to 6 anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, plus expert anglers on staff to help. They even have Mexican and California fishing licenses. The deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with legendary sandwiches, salads, and more, plus all the ice and beverages you need. When it comes to freshwater tackle, East County Bait and Tackle is the spot for everything you need for a great day on the lake. The ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to giving great advice and sharing their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is at the end of the 67th Freeway on Mapleview in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Doing business with the right company always pays off, and Jobsite Supply is that kind of company, selling commercial contractor supplies since 1987. Jobsite Supply specializes in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades with lines like Louisville Ladders. Come see the full line of Louisville Ladders at Jobsite Supply. Plus, they have the exclusive logo lock system in-house, which allows them to take your company name and logo and embed it permanently into the fiberglass to deter theft and keep track of your ladders. Check JobsiteSupplyCo.com for more details.
Discover the reliable Yamaha 4-stroke family. This versatile line of outboards is available in a range of horsepower with exciting new additions like the advanced technology next generation F-115 and F-200. Both the F-115 and the innovation award-winning Yamaha F-200 are the lightest double overhead cam 4-strokes in their classes. The original F-150 delivers legendary reliability, and the all-new F-175 creates a convenient new horsepower tier. Compact, lightweight Yamaha 4-strokes, perfect for repower and ready for anything. Find them today at your local Yamaha Marine dealer.
Hey, it's time to talk about great products from Shimano, and right now, with Captain Art Taylor on here talking about all this great tuna fishing, what better reel to talk about than the brand new Trinidad A by Shimano? Without question, the finest casting and fishing star drag reel on the planet. If you're not familiar with Trinidad A, been around for a couple of years now, complete redesign on that great previous Trinidad, that cold forged frame for amazing rigidity. The spool weight is so light that there's very little effort in startup or stopping of the spool, which makes for a much better casting reel and a whole lot easier for your bait to swim line off of the reel. Huge amounts of torque, huge amounts of power, and a nice small design that fits in your hand. There's not a better reel for fly line finding a bait on your next trip. Check it out. It's the Shimano Trinidad A at your local tackle store. For more information, you can always check Shimano.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, an exciting event coming up here real soon. Get ready. It is the San Diego County Ford Dealers Remote Broadcast, which is starting at Encinitas Ford on the corner of Encinitas Boulevard and El Camino Real in Encinitas. It's going to be a really exciting time. Saturday, May 16th, coming up in a couple of weeks, May 16th from 7 to 9 a.m., the first of your San Diego County Shimano Ford Dealers Casting Contest and your first chance to qualify for the big grand prize. We announced it a couple of weeks ago. One person is going to win a trip for one to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska, including round-trip airfare from San Diego to Sitka on Alaska Airlines. You're going to get 4 nights lodging at Kingfisher Charters, 3 days of fishing on one of their beautiful boats, and all of your fish processing completely included. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack courtesy of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. They've got Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim gift cards, an AFCO full clothing package. Whether you make a cast or not, you're going to have a chance to win all those grand prizes. The winner of the casting contest and a random winner is going to be drawn from all those in attendance at each event, and they're all going to go into a drawing at the end of the series for one of those great eight grand prizes, including that trip to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, and we sure appreciate that and want to say thanks to Kingfisher and Alaska Airlines. The prize cowboy Gary is going to be there with tons of great prizes and giveaways. It's all free just for showing up. Again, it's a San Diego County Ford Dealers live remote. First one starting off at Encinitas Ford, Saturday, May 16th. From 7 to 9 a.m., come by and have a chance to go fishing in Alaska for free, courtesy of Alaska Airlines and Kingfisher Charters. And Art, everybody is pumped and excited to talk to you, and the phones are literally packed full, so why don't we start it off this morning with Roger, who's calling us from Fullerton. Roger, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, thanks, Rick. Good morning, Art and Rick.
Good morning, Roger.
Art, I wanted to thank you for a great couple of trips last year that I went on, and I was able to take my grandson on his first long-range trip. Recently on an sleepover, he told me the Searcher was his favorite boat, and I said, Jake, that's my favorite boat also. And I wanted
thanks,
to say,
Roger.
Tony in Texas put off that trip to Panama. We're going on the 23rd, so bring a friend. Hey, have a great show, Rick and Art. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Roger. Art, appreciate the kudos there.
And thank you for the kind words there. That's something brings up a great point that he spoke about as a son, and That's one of the things that, you know, we get in the shop all the time, or people ask me about boats bringing in, and every boat does a great job with kids. I think that the industry that you work in, you've seen so many people start fishing, and I know that they all do a great job, but I want to say, you know, a particular hats off to you guys, and always the boat that I recommend when somebody wants to start their kids in a multi-day scenario. You know, they've been half-day fishing, they've been three-quarter-day fishing, and they want to go on a longer trip and try a day and a half or a three-day trip. The one I always send people to is the Searcher, and I think
you guys
do such a good job.
When we get kids on the boat, they get the most attention. Yeah. You know, the crew just kind of gravitates towards them because, you know, that's
fun.
The future, and they're fun, and, you know, we want to make sure that they're taken care of and make sure that they catch a fish or two, and that's absolutely something that we'd look forward to, is having kids on the boat.
That's cool.
Absolutely.
What would you say, because the question comes up a lot, what is an appropriate age to be going on a trip on the search? Say a three-day trip, you know, something you guys specialize in. What's a good time?
Probably 10, you know, 10 and older.
Yeah.
That way they're big enough.
Sure.
And then they have, 10 years old, their attention span is a little bit longer, and so they kind of get a grasp for what's happening. And
sure.
if they're 10, then they've been half-day fishing or three-quarter-day
right.
fishing a few times, and they, you know that they're not going to get seasick, and they're accustomed to being on board the boat and that sort of thing. So 10 is probably a good barometer for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. Well, I appreciate that. Well, hey, let's jump right back into the phones. How about next up we talk to Matt calling us from La Mesa. Matt, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
Hey, Art, question. With so many years in the industry, what do you think has been the biggest advancement that has helped you guys as far as doing your job?
Boy, GPS. GPS is, you know, that kind of changed things industry-wide, you know. It all, in my opinion, translates to more fishing time, you know.
Okay.
You're not searching around looking for a needle in a haystack, and you're driving directly to a spot, and, you know, your accuracy for returning to a spot, you know, you put a little waypoint or an event mark where you caught fish, you have GPS and then the navigation programs that are window-based. You know, we have a plotting program that is interfaced with the GPS, which is also interfaced with a temperature probe. So our track line on the plotter changes color when the water temperature changes. And so all that right there.
Wow.
It just
right?
makes it, it makes it, well, you know, we have a chart out for people to look at the chart and we can point where you're at, but we don't get the dividers and the parallel rules out anymore.
Yeah.
So without a doubt, GPS, you know, Steve Loomis used to say, you know, in the beginning when we got GPS, you could enter a waypoint into the GPS, and you could board up the windows or cover all the windows and turn the fathometer off and not look at the compass and just drive to the waypoint on the GPS, and you were within 50 feet.
Wow.
And, you know, that stands out, you know,
sure.
Something that, you know, when Steve was getting, had a GPS and was getting to know how to use it. And so without a doubt, global positioning system is something that changed things dramatically for us.
And think about how much more time you're getting to, quote-unquote, fish, look for sign, all these
yeah.
things, because you're not ruler, stopwatch, time, compass. I mean, there's just
that changed things dramatically. It translated to more fishing time.
Not a good answer. That's cool, Matt. That answered up for you.
That it did. And Ricky, congratulations on your new position there at Fisherman's Landing. Well deserved.
Hey, thank you, Matt.
And absolutely could not have gone to a better guy.
That's
you are an absolute ton of knowledge for that for the industry, especially for the up and comers. And when I read about it this week in Western Outdoor News, I was just so stoked for you, buddy, because you are the guy to go to when it comes to, you know, the ears and eyes of what's going on in the industry. So congratulations, and one of these days I got to get out on a trip with you.
Wow, that was very...
We can put the wood to them.
Very kind words, Matt. Thank you. It's a dream come true for me there. I'm really excited. That was very nice of you to say. Thank you. I really, really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Awesome, Matt.
Well done.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Thanks a lot for the phone call. Let's jump right back into the phones. How about this time we talk to Mike? Mike calling us from Rosemead this morning. Mike, good morning. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Art and Rick. And
good morning.
Hey, Mike.
Congratulations. I was going to give kudos to you, too, with the previous caller just did.
Thank you, Mike.
You know, you mentioned about kids going fishing, and Rick, you're a prime example of a young kid getting shown some interest in fishing and or something other than just being on their silly little iPhones, mm-hmm. their iPads, and, you know, playing little games. And, you know, you had a course and went in the right direction, and kudos to you on that, man. Yeah. So, anyway, Art, on the fishing scene here, the warm water that has been around the last year or so, and a little less kelp that's been floating, do you think that there will be even less kelp patties out there this coming season?
No, I'd probably not. You know, that kelp that we fish probably, you know, breaks loose from kelp beds up there in the Channel Islands, and then just with the prevailing wind and current and everything kind of moves down into our zone. So I wouldn't think that there would be less kelp patties. You know, I think that, you know, that's something that's a pretty constant thing. I don't think that we can expect less kelp patties. And, you know, end of June, July is kind of the time frame that we start looking offshore for those things, and yellows get on them, and that's kind of the time frame that we, you know, start paying attention to kelps, when the water gets cleaner and a little bit warmer, and the fish start to get on them. And so that's traditionally that's the time of the year that we start looking at those things a little more seriously.
Definitely an interesting scenario for the kelp of having such a hot water season last year, and things at least on the upper end of temperature, slightly warmer than normal now, that I know a lot of that kelp that was along the coast is a lot lesser than it was. Bonitos, you know, places like that where you used to see really big kelp beds. In that real hot water, that kelp just, is it just that it doesn't grow as well, doesn't do as well, breaks apart easier?
All of the above there, yeah. There's definitely, you know, down there where the you know, I mean, there was 80-degree water at San Benito this year and Cedros, and that kelp just doesn't live.
Yeah, it's just not there anymore.
It disintegrates. And, you know, you see that when you get, I guess you could call, if you want to use a normal year, where, you know, it's 65 or 66 degrees all the way to Benitos, and then you get down and just above the ridge, and the temperature comes up to 75, and you get these big kelps, and they make it into that warm water, and the longer they're in that warm water, then they start to disintegrate okay. because of the effect that the warm water has on that kelp. But up in this zone, I certainly don't see any reason why we won't have, you know, big kelps to fish.
And with the right water, it's amazing how fast those will then rebuild themselves, too. I mean, you know, completely gone, not a sign of it now, and then you get back to a couple of years of just normal conditions, and all of a sudden, huge,
healthy
flourishing,
again, yeah.
healthy kelp beds again. So pretty crazy that how fast that plant can rebuild itself. That answer your question for you there?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, Mike, appreciate it. Again, thanks for the kind words. I sure appreciate it. Well, with that, it's time to find out what's going on in the Baja. We got the man that's always on top of the scene, and that's the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. And the catch report today is sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. The big fish season is on right now, and we're going to be looking forward to hearing from Pete later in the show to hear how that big fish is going on the Royal Star, because I'm sure he was using those Gamakatsu Super Nautilus hook. It's the big fish hook that's putting fish on the deck. It has the strength and durability to help you catch your fish of a lifetime. Get the Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks and the Super Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store. And let's talk to the man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, Cast Man.
Buenos dias, Ricky. Hey, when's your highness getting back?
So the fishing part of the trip wrapped up yesterday, and they are in travel mode today, traveling back to Cabo San Lucas, where they will fly home tomorrow. So we'll look forward to hearing him in the studio next Saturday, a week from today, but hopefully we'll hear from him on the phones how the wrap-up of the trip went.
Oh, very cool. Hey, Ricky, I was MIA last Saturday. Of course, I was down there in Loretto for our third annual Yellowtail Tournament, and very, very good trip. Reports there from Loretto is a lot of yellowtail around. The main problem we had was making bait. It was that mackerel. We're fishing them about 400 feet deep, and they were really tough to get. And when you would get them, we had a couple of seals that would just strip those doggone sabikis of the bait, and you'd be lucky in maybe 3 hours to get maybe four pieces of bait, maybe six. Some boats would get maybe 12, but that was about it. But yellowtail are there, good grade. Our top three yellowtail over the 3 days of fishing were in the 28-pound class, and they were just separated by inches between first, second, and third. I mean ounces between first, second, and third. We also got some very nice cabrilla. The yellowtail, it's there. You just got to be able to get some bait, and if you do, you're golden. Down in Cabo San Lucas, in that area, striped marlin are now starting to make the turn into the Sea of Cortez. Most of the action now is heading toward the Intergordo and up and around into the Iman and San Luis Banks, and of course they'll be headed up to the East Cape if they aren't already there yet. Look for those striped marlin to really, really go off. They've been very, very finicky, but the bite is starting to pick up now, and they're not quite at one marlin per boat per day average. Richard Aguirre, a good client of ours from Anaheim, he made a real quick trip down, called us about 3 days before the trip, went down last weekend, and got into Wahoo. He got into Rado. He got into Tuna out of the Playita fleet, Pongas there, and fished up inside the Sea of Cortez, that Dinorama area, the San Luis, and the Iman Banks. So that fishing is already starting to go off. And, you know, it's amazing that we've had wahoo there just about all winter long. And it's, you know, that water is just staying good enough for those fish to hang around. And so look out for that area to just explode. And same thing with the East Cape and as we get into La Paz. So some very, very good fishing there. Otherwise, that's a report for this week, Ricky, and I still got some spots. I think I got one boat left for the Pesca Panama trip, April 2 to 9 of 2016. Anybody wants to jump on that, we can use one, two, or three anglers, and give me a call at 800-593-6510. Check us out on the web at www.casttours.com, and if you want to get into our weekly fish reports that we send out, weekly specials, and there are some good ones. Go on the website, www.casttours.com, and there's a place you can click on and it'll sign you right up.
Your reports are awesome, very thorough. So if a guy that likes to fish the Baja that doesn't get your catch reports you put out, Cass, I highly recommend it because you guys do a great job of putting that all together. And exciting to hear, like you said, one spot left on Pesca Panama, an awesome trip. And, I mean, it shows. You know, I mean, that trip is sold out every year, almost a year in advance. So very cool opportunity for somebody to come join you. One more time, Castman, give us the phone number if somebody wants to go to Pesca Panama or any of the awesome trips that you guys do there at Cast Tours.
800-593-6510, and I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Awesome. Great job, Cass. Appreciate that. We look forward to talking to you next week. All right, Cass, thanks a lot for that. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more great stuff coming up, and we're going to check in with Pete from the Royal Star. You stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Summer, Angler Management continues to offer the finest 4- and 6-pack operation and great value. Angler Management Sport Fishing and Captain Bob Aronson have developed the ultimate charter operation aboard two fine boats. A 35-foot combo yacht sport fisher for up to 6 anglers or a 26-foot scout for up to 4 anglers. Now you can catch everything from yellowtail to tuna aboard these magnificent boats. Come join the Let's Talk Hookup sponsor trips or check out amsportfishing.com and book your own charter.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, May 2nd, Pete Gregg will be traveling to Mazatlan, Mexico with the president of SAC, Captain Kent Frankie, and his staff to host a very important live broadcast from the El Cid Hotel and Resort in Mazatlan. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They will also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Mazatlan. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border, and our desire to take an active role to help protect the future of our fisheries. So mark your calendar for Saturday, May 2nd, a very special live broadcast from Mazatlan, Mexico, with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org for more information.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
XSRF 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, we're going live to the Royal Star. Pete Gray is on the line on that great Let's Talk Hookup fly down, fly back trip aboard the Royal Star. Good morning, Pete.
Hey, what's going on? How's the show going?
Oh, we're having a great time talking morning, fishing. Pete. Art's very, very popular. Everybody wants to talk to Art this morning. We're having a great time.
Of course. You know, we're having a tough signal because we're in that kind of that zone between the buffer zone and Cabo Island and San Lucas from the grapple for 11 days. So if the signal's really not just sign me off and I'll call you tomorrow from Cabo. But I'm going to try and give you a but I also want to remind you, just heard for the Sport Fishing Association. Now I got to get back tomorrow, and boat gets back to Bay. Flying Thursday to Mazatlan with a group from Sport Fishing Association of California and the live broadcast, very, very important broadcast next Saturday. Live from Mazatlan with a lot of the officials from Mexico, and that's going to be a really exciting show, so you don't want to miss that. But wrapping up on fly down, fly back, are we sounding okay, Rick?
You know, it's definitely a little broken up, but we're still reading you. Go ahead, and like you say, if it drops off, we'll just keep on rolling.
All right, sounds good, and I'll give you another call. But I tell you, we have some amazing giveaways. Thanks to Dale from Seaguar. Everybody on the boat got a coil of silver fluorocarbon, 100 to 200 pounds fluorocarbon on the boat. We had great giveaways from our sponsor there, Rapalara, Shimano. Super good stuff, and we had a demo box here, too.
All right, well, looks like we might have lost Pete there, at least to the point where we're going to keep on rolling here, but certainly sounds like a great opportunity, good fishing, and we'll definitely look forward to hearing from Pete tomorrow or maybe later in the show if we get a little better signal there. But in the meantime, we are going to keep rolling. We got Bart Hall is on the line right now. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning. How are you doing, Rick? Good morning, Art.
Morning, Bart.
Doing great, Bart. Nice to hear from you this morning.
Well, Pete had asked me to call in and give the Eastern Sierra report because, as you know, I always come up here for the opening of trout season. But as I'm sitting here listening to the show, I'm thinking, you know, the San Diego fishing fleet is the greatest fishing fleet in the world, and all the boats are good, and everybody knows what they're doing. Why would you choose what boat to go on? And I'm thinking, well, you know, under the category good guy in the dictionary, I think there's a picture of Art and Celia. So, you know, you just want to go fishing with good people. I think Art's at the top of that ladder.
Thank you very much, Bart.
I sure agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we're up here. It's snowing at Mammoth Lakes this morning. Very light, gentle snow. There's about 8 inches on the ground and not enough to hinder anything, but just enough to make it kind of interesting. And this is going to be a really great fishing season up here, just like we've had down in saltwater for the last year. In the Mammoth Lakes, they stocked around 1,800 pounds of fish at the end of last season. So these are all trophy trout have been growing through the year, and the Mammoth Lakes are open for the opener, which they aren't normally. So you can fish in Mamie or Mary or the Lower Twins, and I'm sitting here now, you know, looking out at the snow, watching people fish the Lower Twin, and the fishing's going to be really good. Convict loaded themselves up on their own program with trophy trout, and they are loaded. The stream is loaded. The Department of Fish and Game has put fish in all the streams up here. And then Crowley, when they thought things were going to get kind of bad last year, they dumped a lot of fish into Crowley that they've been growing all winter long. And then I was talking to Gary Gunsley down there, who's the fly fishing guy on the Lower Owens. He says the fishing's been unbelievable all winter, continues to be great to this day. There's lots of fish in intake, lower intake, and all the way up to South Lake. So the Eastern Sierra, I haven't been up to June yet, but I will get up to June and go tomorrow, and I'll give you a report from up there. But everything looks really good.
Awesome news. Glad to hear that things are off to such a good start. And I know today is the opener for Mono County as well. Is that right?
Yeah, everything opens today. I mean, they've been open down below Bishop. They've been
right.
Down, but today is the opening day, and like I said, I'm up at the Mammoth Lakes right now. Looking out, but in just about an hour, I'm going to drive down to Crowley and see how it's going down there. They're probably not, it's not snowing there, I don't think. It's only snowing right here, but it's beautiful. It's wonderful. Everybody's very excited. The big press party last night, Bishop, all the people got together and they do a great job. You know, Western Outdoor News is up here and everybody's real excited about this opener. This is going to be a real good one. There's plenty of water. You know, people worried about the water. Now, that may not hold true later in the year, but right now the streams are running. The Owens Creek is running. All the streams have water and fish in them. And like I say, it's snowing right now, and they've had a lot of April late-season snow up here. So the right now, at least the water's pretty good.
Bart, that's great news. I know that water was a concern. That was one thing. Whitney sent me a message that she'd been getting a lot of calls about people with concerns about launching boats and things like that. And she said the same thing. You know, there's access all the way up to Horseshoe Lake and plenty of water in the lake. So absolutely, bring your boat. You can still launch it. Plenty of places to go fishing. Bart, sounds like it's off to a great start. Glad to hear that there's some snow on the ground and some biting fish. Certainly lots going on up in the Mammoth area. And sounds like you're off to a pretty fun weekend.
Well, tomorrow I'll tell you what kind of fish I caught. Right now, I'm just reporting.
All right. Well, let's hold you to that, Bart. We'll look forward to hearing from a little wrap-up report tomorrow and find out what you caught.
Okay. Well, good show, guys. I've enjoyed listening to it. Nice to hear you, Art.
Thank you, Bart.
Bart, have a great day. Appreciate you, our mammoth fill-in up there. Sure, appreciate it, Bart. We'll talk to you real soon. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
All right, Bart. Thanks a lot for that. Hey, switching gears right now, we're going to talk to the man, Captain Ken Franke, president of the Sport Fishing Association of California, is online. And Ken, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing great.
Good morning,
kind of heard from Pete a little bit there on the boat, but having a tough time with the satellite phone in a coverage area, but mentioned a little bit about the exciting live broadcast we have coming up next week over in Mazatlan.
Yeah, very, very important show. Frankly, we're working as an organization to, further relations. And one piece of that is we're now accepting members in Cabo San Lucas, Ensenada, and Mazatlan and visiting there, doing live shows. Because I have to tell you, as I'm down there visiting, there's great opportunities for some spectacular fishing in some of these areas. And, it's not necessarily all about SAC, but about, showing the public there's some cool places to go. I just got off the plane. I wanted to mention from Mexico City. I've been in Mazatlan and Mexico City, talking to the top people in the government about, not just the show, but the bluefin tuna, inquiring about when we're going to see, a recreational opportunity. So, we worked hard at furthering that cause. I was down there with the Port of San Diego. Jerry Sanders was there from the Chamber of Commerce, helping us as well as a city councilman from San Diego. We're down there with the Chamber of Commerce trip too. The Mexican government was really good to work with. I have to say they rolled out a brand new website for all boaters to access Mexico and get clear instructions on exactly what they need to do. And we'll be sending you guys a link to that as soon as Monday our office opens. But the website's all inclusive. It's a very good tool that everybody can use. And as Pete already said, we're going to do the show next week in Mazatlan, and we'll put out that information there as well. That ought to be an amazing show. We've got all sorts of officials from Mexico as well as some key people from the Port of San Diego. The actual chairman of the Port of San Diego is flying down with us to join us on that one. And then finally, I wanted to mention NOAA just put out the open for comment on bluefin tuna for the United States. And it'll be very, very, very important that we all log in and put in our comments that we want to have the opportunity to fish for tuna out here because, as everybody knows, we've seen more bluefin tuna out here than we've ever seen before. And there's a lot of concern about, the bluefin tuna ocean-wide, but, the fact is a fact of what we're seeing. So we think having this opportunity, while we're concerned about the abundance of the resource, the experts say that our recreational take is not significant enough to change the biomass. It's the commercial fishing that is going to be where that happens, and they've already taken action to reduce that. So, we're kind of saying, hey, we need our fair share. So I'll make sure you guys get the link as well. We've got a week. That's it, a week, in order to weigh in and let them know that we would like an opportunity to go fishing. It's the right thing to do. It's protective of the resource. And with that, I put it out to any questions.
Awesome. Well, boy, certainly great news, Ken. And I know it sure does all of us out there good to know that, that things are, you guys are, all, as always, diligently working on all the issues that come up. People wonder about the bluefin thing, and, they always say the same thing. When is something going to happen? Well, you and SAC are never been okay with just waiting for things to happen. You're always going and, fighting on our behalf and hoping to get things and strengthening relations, and it sure is glad to know that, while we're up here kind of waiting, that you guys are diligently working with the Mexican government trying to get things rolling again.
And I have to say, the Mexican government, the people we've been dealing with, really good people to work with. I think it's just good communication, and we're doing our very best to make that happen. But anyway, so we'll keep you posted.
Awesome. Well, Ken,
you got to get us the info on the public comment. Is there a way that we can get that to Ricky so that he can put it out on the show either today or tomorrow so that, you know, most of the listeners, I'm sure, would log on and make a public comment?
Yeah, I can tell you right now, NOAA, the West Coast region. So all you got to type in Google, NOAA West Coast, and it's the very front page, and you just click on it, and you get to make your comment. And we'll have it on the SAC website Monday morning, californiasportfishing.org, californiasportfishing.org. So that'll be on the front page for people to go to as well. And then I already sent the link to Ricky probably about a half an hour ago, so I just now got back to take care of these things. So anyway, we got a week, you guys, so we got to make sure everybody weighs in.
Well, we'll make sure to put that out everywhere, too. Again, like you said, just a Google search of NOAA West Coast region for now, and then as we get the link, we'll certainly put it up on the Let's Talk Hookup website at hookup1090.com, and I'm sure Ryan will be able to load that up onto our Facebook page as well. So, Ken, sounds like lots of great stuff going on. I'm glad to hear that progress is being made and you guys are putting in the hours, and very much looking forward to hearing that live broadcast next Saturday in Mazatlan. I think it'll be a very interesting show.
You bet it will. All right, take care, guys.
Ken, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
Ken. Appreciate the phone call very much. And, again, sure is nice to know that we've got a guy out there working on our behalf. I know Ken is
Ken has made
running.
Some remarkable progress as far as relations with Mexico is concerned, and you know, as far as fish and wildlife here in the state of California, he's doing a great job, and you know, my hat's off to him. He's relentless. He works too much, and you know, we're grateful for all his support and all his efforts, and his office staff, Kenya and Elena, are great gals and good to work with. And so we're really happy that Ken Frankie's there, for sure.
That's awesome. Well, hey, with that, we're going to try and go back to Pete there again, calling us live from the Royal Star. Pete, we got a little better signal this time?
Hey, I don't know. You tell me. I'm on a handheld Iridium phone, maybe a little wind noise, but how's that sound? A little better?
Sounds great. Yeah, loud and clear, coming in great. When we left off, you were telling us about that goodie bag, which none of us could get over, how sounds like everybody that got aboard got rewarded very highly with some Seaguar fluorocarbon, you were saying?
Yeah, oh yeah, the Seaguar fluorocarbon, a coil each. What's that, Ricky? About $120
Yeah.
A coil, something like that. And everybody on the boat got a coil, thanks to Seaguar and Dale Hightower from Seaguar. AFCO, great products from AFCO we gave away. We gave away Rapala's. I've turned on a lot of people on AFCO sun masks. You know, as you know, once you start wearing that AFCO sun mask, it's like, wow, I can't believe I never wore these things before, especially when you're fishing in the sun all day. It's really a great protector. Shimano provided some great products, so that was great. And then Maui Jim, you know, they have that we have that demo kit that we let people try with Maui Jim. Now, they're very prepared because they know that people try Maui Jims and they go, I got to get a pair of these. So the Maui Jim demo kit was a big hit, and the and I offered up the choice of anything in the demo kit for the largest fish on the boat, and that was Bruce Campbell. He was the 230.7
nice.
Was his big fish. So congratulations to Bruce. What a great guy, and well-deserved great battle. I believe that was a kite fish and, in the buffer zone there, and just a lot of fun. So the jackpot, actually, Bruce was not in the jackpot, but Stuart Ekstahl, regular on the Royal Star here, we all know, 230.3, so only lost by a half a pound there. And again, that was a kite fish, and I believe that was from a Hurricane Bank. And then Mark Lorman came in second with a 297. That was from Hurricane Bank on the kite the first day we were there. And then Terry Mines, 195. That came from the buffer zone. That was a bait fish. So some pretty good fish there. Overall, we were great this trip. Really, really tough. Captain Randy Dussault and the crew just worked their tails off, but our timing was just poor. The only thing our timing was good for was weather. We had 8 incredible days of weather, just basically flat, calm, gorgeous. I got a little bit of wind here on the way back up to Cabo, but still not bad at all. No water over the rail at this time, and as you know from taking that trip, Art, that's a good day, right?
Absolutely. Did you catch anything, Pete?
I didn't have a very good trip, Art. I caught some fish. I mean, I think my big fish was 150, but the story for us at the buffer zone there was sharks. It was absolutely infested with sharks. Captain Randy said it's probably the worst or close to the worst he's ever seen it on the shark.
Wow.
My luck was not here on this trip, because every good fish I hooked got sharked. Or the first day I hooked a really good one, first one on the kite, it got caught on the anchor line, we couldn't get it out. So it wasn't my trip, but I did get some nice fish. I think I've got seven tuna from, I'm almost afraid to say this, from like 40 pounds up to maybe 150 pounds. I think I've got four of them over 100 there. But keep a 40 pounder on this trip. I mean, come on. I want to take some fish home, so I did. But I did do well on the Wahoo. I was top man on the Wahoo with four Wahoo. We had, there's been no Wahoo down here. So we had like 20 Wahoo, so I did do okay on the Wahoo. But it was just tough fishing, you know. We arrived at Hurricane Bank. We were kind of a day late, you know. Rollers had that incredible fishing, and the fishing the day we arrived turned. Shogun did pretty well just before, and they were in position A there, and they were doing pretty well. We were kind of in position B and kind of doing a lot of watching. So I think Randy made the correct move, knowing that Clarion was sharked up, but we were just sitting there most of the day catching nothing. So we went to Clarion, kind of worked really hard all day long, starting in the morning, and we had a couple good bites, you know. We had a couple really good shots a couple days ago in the morning where we had like 10, 12 going at a time, and they were all good ones. It's just a very, very interesting trip. I'm going to tell you something. If there were the shark issues in the buffer zone there, we would have absolutely loaded the boat, because there was a lot of fish there, but it was just really tough on getting it through the sharks. But I tell you what, as tough as this trip was, it's still very, 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 very enjoyable, like I say, with the weather and lots of shots and good fish. And I got to put kudos out to first-time long-range angler Steve Faisal, who absolutely was on fire, Rick. I mean, you wouldn't believe this guy. I mean, someday I want to have his luck, because he hardly got sharked at all. He hooked a lot of fish, and he did really, really well on his first trip here. And I think he probably one of the high guys on tuna on the trip. So congratulations to Steve Faisal. And then, of course, the crew here on the Royal Star, Cam Randy Song, Cam Brian Sims, Blake, Paul, Ryan, phenomenal crew, the absolute best in the fleet. I'll tell you, they just do a great job. And then, of course, Drew and the guys in the galley. Oh, my gosh. I think, I hope Wally's not listening. I gained at least 5 pounds on this trip. But the food he puts out is just amazing. So we're headed into Cabo. We'll be there tomorrow morning, fly home in the afternoon. That's the advantage of this 11-day fly down, fly back is, basically, we left the buffer zone yesterday afternoon, and we'll be back home tomorrow afternoon. So that's a quick trip from way down below.
Yeah.
Again, I don't know if you heard me in the beginning, but we'll be down in Mazatlan next Saturday, 1 week from today, doing a live broadcast for SAC. And I know, Art, you're a part of that program, and Ken Frankie's just been doing an amazing job working real hard. We're really proud to partner with them and do everything we can to work with the Mexican people and the Mexican officials in being able to access this incredible fishery down here. And we sure appreciate the opportunity that the Mexican government gives us to do that. And we're going to show some appreciation next Saturday by going down there and promoting their fisheries in Mazatlan and such like that. So that's it from here. Have a great trip, and I'll see you back on the other side of the line tomorrow afternoon.
All right, Pete. Well, I'm glad you guys had a great time. Sounds like you say tough fishing, but you know what? It's hard to not have a great time on a boat like that with a crew like that and everything else. So I'm really glad that you at least enjoyed your time away. Sorry the fishing was tough, but we'll look forward to hearing the complete wrap-up when you make it back next Saturday again with that Mazatlan report, and we sure appreciate that. And glad you guys had a good time, Pete.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming, Rock on Rick, and we'll talk to you. We'll talk to you back when I get back in, and we'll see you on the show from Mazatlan next Saturday.
All right, Pete. Safe travels. Appreciate the report.
All right. Thanks very much.
All right. Well, with that, we're going to take a real quick break. We got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more catch reports, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Here's important news from Searcher Sport Fishing. Our 2015 schedule is now available at searchersportfishing.com. This is Captain Art Taylor. After an outstanding 2014 season, I promise our trips will fill fast. The Searcher offers great service, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, and plenty of room at the rail. Call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403. Or book online today at SearchersportFishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
XEPRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Padres are playing some kind of baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Meet the innovation award-winning Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes at 300, 250, and 225 horsepower. These Predators are up to 73 pounds lighter than the competition. And with class-leading 4.2-liter displacement, they're up to 19% faster and up to 17% more fuel efficient at cruise RPM than comparable 4-strokes. And now they're available with Hellmaster, Yamaha's fully integrated boat control system. Meet the next generation of Yamaha V6 offshore 4-strokes today at your local Yamaha dealer. Hellmaster available with V6s purchased only as part of new boat packages from boat builder partners. As an angler, sun protection is a must. But most sunscreens are greasy, sting your eyes, and contaminate your gear. Soul SunGuard's Blue Water formula has been a pro angler's secret. Imagine a pharmaceutical-grade sunscreen that cannot come off until you wash it off. A sunscreen that's hydrophobic. It actually repels water. And most important, it won't sting your eyes or scent your gear. Here in Southern California, nothing beats the protection of Soul SunGuard Blue Water. Available at Better Tackle Stores and at SoulSunGuard.com.
Are you as excited about spring fishing as I am? The water stayed warm all winter, which means it's shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to get out on the water. It's also shaping up to be one of the best seasons ever to visit your Ford dealer. The all-new F-150s are starting to roll in. With over 100 new patents, it's guaranteed to be a game changer. The new Mustang also has everyone buzzing. You've got to check it out. And the new Fusion, Focus, and Escape are better than ever. Fuel efficient and loaded with technology. There's as much interest in these new Fords as there is in spring fishing. In fact, Ford was the most searched automotive brand on Google last year. And once again, it's America's best-selling brand based on 2014 calendar year sales, which makes Ford the brand more people search, buy, and buy again. There's a lot to be excited about this spring, whether you're after tuna, yellowtail, halibut, or a brand new Ford. So visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.